we arrived on scene there, assessed the situation. It was quite a difficult situation because wind was running about force 8, big tide. The water there is quite treacherous. You have all the water running up the west coast. You have stuff coming down from Scotland, stuff coming up the Irish Sea. So it can be quite challenging out there, particularly in a storm. There were two persons on board. So we assessed the situation and we put a tow on and we took them into the safety of Kildaff Bay and put them on a mooring as they tried to sort out the sails. That was quite a difficult operation for the crew of the yacht to do. They managed around about half three in the morning to get the sail released and to take the power out of it, because obviously if the wind's blowing, it's catching the sail and the boat was heaving and rolling and falling all over the place. And we were concerned that the mooring that might be on that might give, you know. We then decided that we would, for safety's sake, we would take the boat into Greencastle, which was not that far away, but quite a challenging run round given the sea conditions. Towed them into Greencastle, got on there around about 7 o'clock this morning, got sorted out there, got them safely in there. They had no power, so their ability to manoeuvre was problematic for them. Then we departed there. Some heavy seas on the way back, punching through that, the Garvan Isles, around Malin Head, back into Lough Swilly, and we were back there about 11 o'clock this morning, and refuelled and ready for service.
And Joe, I presume the people in these races, they're quite experienced, but I think it just goes to show probably that when you're out on the water and adverse weather you're up against, no matter how experienced you are, you can run into trouble.
You can run into trouble. When you're out there in the sailing boat, you obviously plan for all this. You have all the safety procedures in place, and when you get in trouble, I suppose the correct thing, they contacted the Marine Rescue Centre there, who were fit to coordinate and allocate the assets as they were needed.